Thank you.
Just a moment, Mr. Feldman.
Thank you. Just a moment, Mr. Feldman.
Oh, Mr. Feldman's on, sir.
Mike?
Yes, sir. Hope I didn't wake you up.
Well, it's all right.
I'm sorry. I thought the time was late. It changed back there. Mike, tell me, what is your view on this wheat deal?
I think that, of course, that we have to reach some kind of settlement before they issue their resolution, which would make it extremely difficult for them to go back on it. But it may be that they're expecting that they'll agree to their terms on satellite and Iron Curtain countries. And that's why they're not actually making the settlement now. So I'd say that we ought to let Bill Wirth come back here to Washington. I think that Bill and Orville and Luther and I ought to meet today here in Washington. If they let him do that, then I think that we ought to work out some formula.
What do you mean if they let him do it?
Well, it may be that they'll stop him from leaving. It's 8:30 now, which would mean that this is the last chance. They're either letting him go right now, or they're calling him back into a meeting right now. He said he would call me just before he left. He hasn't called yet.
When did you talk to him?
I talked to him late last night, about midnight.
I talked to him at 1:30, and he thought he'd stay all day down there.
He would stay all day down, day today?
Yeah, try to get him where he could there and come up late this afternoon.
Well, that would be the same thing then, only he revised his schedule to the afternoon instead of the morning.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, then I think that it's up to us to work out some part. We're not that far apart. I don't believe that we can give in to this kind of blackmail. I think it would look bad, and there are a good many political disadvantages to agreeing to this, because everybody would say that the United States government had given in to the Union on an issue which really belongs in the Congress, as to the percentage of Iron Curtain country shipments that should go there. But we may come up with a formula. There are still various possibilities, I think, of avoiding that. But I agree that we have to do something before the end of the day.
Now, why the end of the day? What is their deadline? Do they have a resolution?
They have a resolution which they will vote on possibly tomorrow, but certainly no later than Tuesday, because they adjourn then. They had intended to vote on this resolution last week, but we at least persuaded them not to do that.
What does Orville and State George Ball think about it?
They all agree with what I just told you. I haven't talked to George. I'm in continuous touch with Orville and Luther.
Well, now, what do you think you can do to avoid it?
Well, one of the possible formulas is to tell them that we will support. We've already told them that we would meet on this, and they should start loading the ships in the meantime, and they've rejected that. One of the next step would be to say that we would meet on it, and we will support either some change in legislation or issue for comment a change in the rules that would permit this, getting the viewpoints of everybody before making the step. Before taking this final step. Now, maybe they'll accept that. The next step after that, of course, would be to say that we're going to do it, but we don't want them to talk about it. I wouldn't advise that because I don't think we can keep this kind of thing secret.
No, you can't.
But I think we can. I don't believe we don't have some leeway. At some point, we can reach them. I also don't feel that you should be involved. One of the suggestions was that you might call George Meany. But unless we think that George is going to be receptive to that and to agree with you, what you suggest, I wouldn't recommend that.
Just a moment to be turned down.
That's right, Mr. President.
I called him and worked his suggestion. Things started, and he was very encouraging and told me at that time that if I would send Reynolds on down there, that he'd see if something worked out. Apparently, it got harder than he thought it was. He didn't want to be caught off base siding against his own people or something developed that I didn't know about. Because his attitude was one of conciliation and one of wanting to help.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Bill told me the opposite.
Well, that's right. This is what I said when Bill went down there. When Reynolds went down there.
Yes.
This was a week ago.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought you meant...
No, I haven't talked to him since.
Oh.
But he said, all right now, Mr. President, don't you worry about that. You send Reynolds on down there, and I'll get with him, and we'll work out something. You give him authority to come down there and talk to him, and we'll work out something, and that week, we'll ship that week. Well, I sent Reynolds down, gave him authority. They didn't work out anything, I assume, because George found that his people had a harder line than he had anticipated, and he didn't want to be put in the position of being against his own folks. Or he thought that we were more over barrel and that they could really make some hay with us. Or for some reason, best known to himself, he and Reynolds were unable to deliver on what he had indicated to me. He thought it more or less be routine.
Well, we actually had an agreement. Bill Ward suggested that I call you and tell you that we had the agreement yesterday about noontime. But then, during the course of the afternoon, before they finally agreed to it, they raised this Iron Curtain Country problem, which was... background, but they had never really insisted upon it at all.
Well, now, don't you reckon that's because of Goldwater's statement?
Well, I was just going to say, I think it's that plus the 20,000 telegrams and letters they have received encouraging them to go ahead with what they're doing. They feel they have the power now, and they're supported by a substantial segment of the public. They want to take advantage of it.
They may be supported by more of the public than we envision because Halleck made this run just before we passed the foreign aid bill, and they've got a good deal of sentiment stirred up there.
And that's why I think that perhaps that we really have to reach some agreement with them. I'm willing to give them everything they want now because then we'll get it from the other side. Do that. And also, it's the kind of a precedent that would be very, very difficult to live with. They might decide next week they're not going to load any vessels going to the United Kingdom.
Well, you can't make them load them. Even if you get an injunction, they just go to jail first.
Yes.
And what do you do? Load them with the Army?
No, I don't. I'm not quite that pessimistic. I'm not.
How do you load them if they don't load them?
No, we wouldn't. But I'm not that pessimistic about not being able to reach some accommodation system. I think we haven't. I don't think we've gone the last mile yet. And it may be that this is a bargaining tactic. I thought Bill would come back this morning so we could meet, and then he could go back. He could still go back again this afternoon with final instructions.
Well, it may be that you ought to get Luther and Orwell and George Ball together this morning and see how far you think you can go. And if Bill's not back, why, either A, ask him to come back if it's your own judgment he's more important in Washington than he is there, or B, get him your views by telephone.
All right, well, I will call a meeting. I thought of this flying back as really a bargaining tactic, so they would know that, or they would feel that we're perfectly willing to break off. They think we won't break off discussions on that issue. But I will call the meeting and I'll stay in touch with you.
Now, what are the alternatives, though, if you don't get agreement? If they think they got the Republicans with them and the Burchites with them and the country with them, and they ain't getting a lot of attention. They don't care much about this work anyway. Suppose they just refuse to do it. Then what happens?
Well, then our, of course, one alternative is to give in to them and agree that 50% of the bottom would be American bottom in all trade shipments to Iron Curtain countries.
Well, that'll just give you hell with other shipping countries like the Scandinavia, won't it?
No. No, that won't, no, I don't think it would have any immediate effect. It would have two effects, I think. Number one, we would be criticized by the press generally for giving in to this kind of blackmail, for letting a union dictate a major change in our foreign policy. It would not have any immediate effect on our shipping. Secondly, our shipping to other nations. Secondly, we would be charged by shipping companies and by grain traders with administratively,
in the sense that
when we should have sent this to the Congress,
the proper
subject of legislation, not for action executives. So the Congress adopted the 50% target preference. This clause,
this is
an extension of that 50% target preference clause without congressional action. Thirdly, it would be a dangerous precedent, because whenever the union would disagree with anything we had done, they would feel that once we have given in to them, that we would probably do it again. I'm less troubled by the third than I am by the first two.
Yeah. I don't see how you get by the second one. I don't see who told you to start writing legislation by administration by it.
Well, that's why I say I think, and I said this to Bill. I said, can't the union understand this? And he says, no. He said, they just think that we have to agree with whatever they want. They've wanted this change in the legislation for a long time. They feel that this is their opportunity to get it without going to Congress. Now, I say that some middle ground should be possible. I will get together with the other secretary this morning to see what different kinds of formulas we can work out which don't subject us to this kind of criticism.
And what would happen if we didn't send the week?
Well, that's a better alternative. I think if we don't send the week, then we
just say we had it rotten in our bins and we could have gotten this $200 million. But the longshoremen and the Republican leaders want to play politics with a delicate situation like this, and we're not going to try to force our men to do something that they don't want to do, and we just let somebody else tell them a week.
So the only effect of that would be to highlight the Republican perspective that you shouldn't have done in the first place. And I think that's not a bad alternative. It's better than in the first